We got to talk a bit about parenting, why boundaries and discipline are good for our kids. And they are. I've gotten quite good at saying no, actually. In fact, that's why they go to their mother all the time.
Yep.
Because just whatever mood I'm in, generally it leans towards no. Sarah's working with me on that. I need to improve that. But talking about that today is our friends Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. They were speakers nationally with Family Life's Weekend to Remember Getaway for over 20 years. And Cindy's been on Pause for Prayer since 1998. Welcome back, you two.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
So you've got some lessons, or you think kids ultimately need to learn some lessons from boundaries and discipline, huh?
Well, I think that's a 100% absolutely true. And I do think as we teach our children different things and are helping them to learn to be disciplined, it really helps our marriage. Because, you know, that the whole thing of parenting can be so, you know, one parent thinks one way and one parent wants to do something a different way. And I think as we discipline our children, we strengthen our marriage. And that's a huge thing. So we're pretty strong on setting boundaries, and not only marital boundaries, but boundaries with our children. And I know we've talked about this topic before. We might be taking just a little bit of a different twist to it today. But yes, I think it's very important. And I think it's funny, Brian, as you said, I pretty much tell my kids no all the time. In my head, I was laughing. I thought to myself, I remember saying to the children, we will say yes as often as we can say yes, but when we say no, don't test us.
Yeah, you know, I had a friend, Kendra Smiley, who's a parenting writer. She called it a radical yes. She wants to say yes as often as possible. And I've tried to employ that more with my older children. But, you know, the little boys are like, can we go to Disneyland today? No. Can we? It's dinner time. Can I have ice cream for dinner? No. I mean, it's just, that's, I guess, where it comes out for me.
Sure.
But I'm feeling guilty.
Well, you know, to feel guilty, I think we have to tell our children no. And I think that is a part of setting those boundaries and discipline. Because if they don't learn those self-control issues, it's not going to benefit them later in life. So I think we do have to say no. I think a lot of times, though, we have to also have them well-placed, if you will.
Yeah. Was there something that inspired this? Are you seeing this kind of deteriorating in society or what?
Well, I think
watch
any news station you would like. You pick your favorite one, and I think you will see that. I also think you'll see it in the grocery store. I think you'll see it on the playground when your kids are playing with other children. And one of the things I think that I hear and I see, and I did as a mother, but now I see it as a grandmother as well, is you know, giving a child consequences, and yet never following through with them.
Yeah.
And so they don't then learn the self-control or the obedience aspect of what I feel we as parents and grandparents should be teaching them. And so I think, you know, boundaries and disciplines are good for our children. And setting those consequences in place give them just a clear choice to make. And then they're free to make that choice. And then when they make them and they don't make the right choice, then you have to, you know, level it with a consequence. And I think it's really interesting. I love when I hear Kathleen say to one of the boys, she'll say, you know, I'm watching what you're doing and I'm giving you an opportunity to make a good choice. Do you want to make it or do you want me to make it for you?
And their boys are getting old enough to follow through with that. But since they're little boys, they probably will just make the bad choice.
Yes, yes. And you know, it's funny because they're only 3 and 4 years old.
Yeah.
And they understand that principle. So, you know, I often say to Kathleen when we see other people or we see how other children are being raised, and I don't mean it to be critical. I'm using it as a teaching tool. I say, you know, that might be cute now because that's a 3 and 4 year old. They're going to be 13 and 14. Then what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I recall as a first or second year teacher, you know, I'm like 23, and I had a mom of a kid who was just failing the class and was a discipline problem. And she came and asked for my advice. And I was like, I'm 23 and I don't have any kids. But, you know, you could, like, tell him no, I think is what I said. Uh-huh. Something ridiculous uh-huh. like that. But it's true.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sure.
What's next, Joe? What's our second one?
Well, first I want to start off by just saying that as parents, we are not exempt from this need to have boundaries and disciplines in our lives as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, when we are the ones crashing stop signs or going through red lights or, you know, yelling at people or whatever, guess who's watching us, right? And, you know, they will emulate what we do, but they will do it in their little world. And somehow we need to take on this responsibility to be the person who's right when in reality we're not being right. And some of the things that we should be doing. And so they're watching us. But I know with this topic of, you know, responsibilities and rights, whenever I hear this discussion taking place, I'm always reminded of a great quote I heard from somebody. I wish I could remember who it was. But someone once said that if you want to see a revolution take place, you know, talk about violated rights. But if you want to see a revival take place, take up your responsibilities. Hmm. And the same thing applies to our marriages. The same thing applies to our parenting. You know, our children have been entrusted to us by God. And by God's grace, as parents, we are provided very nicely with guidelines as to how to parent our children. And what we are given are principles to guide us and to serve as boundaries when it comes to parenting. And, of course, the most popular exhortation in Scripture when it comes to parenting is Proverbs 22:6, where it says, you know, train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he'll not depart from it. You know, the difficult part here in parenting is determining what is appropriate behavior. But what is appropriate behavior is provided by the teaching that we see found in the Bibles. And those guidelines really, is the grid through which we do our parenting. And eventually, hopefully, our children will catch on and recognize the need to understand that as parents, we are given these guidelines by God. And so we are responsible to be faithful and accountable to God for these things. And if we don't apply these things properly, well, then we have consequences as well. Mm-hmm. And so we're kind of all on this journey together. And I think it's important to realize that, you know, as parents, you know, we're a team. You know, we're a team with our spouse, and we're a team with our children. And hopefully, as our children get older, they recognize that it is their responsibility to be obedient to God and to stop blaming other people for their behavior and their actions. And so, as you can see, Brian, I mean, this is a process. You know, we're not talking about a one-time deal where, you know, you make this declaration and everything's right, you know, but this is a process of constantly and very intentionally living out a lifestyle that God has given to us.
Cindy, what's the next reason it's important for us to have boundaries and discipline for our kids?
Well, I think Joe just helped me to make that segue just perfect, because number three is they'll develop self-control. And that isn't just a one-time thing. It's not a one and done. It's something that you have to really work at. And yesterday, Kathleen came over with her family. And while they were doing some things in the house here, I had the little boys outside. And we live on a lane parallel to the main street, which is a fairly busy street. And so little Everett wanted to, he goes, look at this, there's a piece of trash over here. I'm going to pick up some trash. So I'm like, okay, that's what we'll do. So I got him a bag and I said, well, we'll do it down here on our lane and then we'll do it up by the street. But you have to listen to me. And if you don't listen to me and obey me, we will go right back home. Now, notice that I'm using the motivation that he is wanting, and that is to pick up trash. So it's not going to really work for me to tell him one thing when it's not really within his wheelhouse of what he's looking for. So we get to the top of the little hill, so it's by the main street, and I said, if you pick up that piece of trash, you're too close to the street. So when I tell you, I'm going with you, and you'll pick it up, and we go, you don't put it in the bag, you go to the sidewalk, then you put it in the bag. And you know what? It took him like two times before he kind of got the routine of what we were going to do. And then I didn't need to tell him anymore. He understood the boundary. He understood the discipline. And I'm thinking to myself, that was so simple. What I think the problem becomes is we don't take the time as parents, and we get frustrated. And so if we don't do it when they're small, it's going to be harder when they're bigger. So the example that I gave was, you know, a just four-year-old, I'm telling and teaching him. And a three-year-old, he was just riding his little bike thing, and he could care less what we were doing, but he was listening. But, you know, when they get a little older, do you do that with choosing clothing? Or we used to do with the kids where we would say, this is how much you get for this season of clothing, and I'll help you pick things out. You can, you know, have this much money toward clothing. And if you want something bigger, more expensive, and then that goes up to proms and weddings and things like that, then this is how much we're putting in. And then you can foot the bill for the rest of it. That was all by discipline and self-control. Because you know what? Not every kid needs the very best thing. Even if you can provide it, they don't always need it. And so I think when we show them how we discipline our own lives by saying no to things like, you know, no, I'm not going to buy that big ticket item because I don't need it, or I, whatever. We're showing them. And part of what we do, we in our own lives, we should say out loud so they see that we have a decision-making process.
Right. That's good. Yeah, what Cindy's really talking about here is what I like to look at as God-given windows of opportunity to really invest in and to guide our children. And we're just given a season of time, a time frame where we can do that. And I love Proverbs 19:18, where it says, discipline your son while there's still hope. The sobering reality is that once that window of opportunity passes us by, it becomes much more difficult to get our children's attention and get their respect, actually, for what we say as parents. And so we have this moment in time, and Cindy gave a great example of, you know, it might sound like a simple thing, but you know what? There were lessons that were learned yesterday as he began to realize that if I don't listen, there will be consequences for that.
And I could just add, too, if you take away the thing that motivates them, I think that's when they learn the lesson quickly and more deeply. You know, I could have cared less to be picking up trash, but then that was used as an opportunity to teach him something. Mm-hmm. And he learned it. And right. So, yes, so that's, you have that window of opportunity, and there are little steps along the way.
Yeah, you know, we really become, you know, their North Star, and we are the ones that will provide the stability and the peace in their life while they're under our care. And again, that window of opportunity is going to close. And believe me, looking back over life, those opportunities, they close rather quickly. Mm-hmm. And you don't realize it, you know, but, you know, as someone once said, as the years, the days go by slowly, the years go by quickly.
Yeah.
And and it is, you know, there is a sadness to seeing our kids grow up and go away. But at the same time, there's just great joy and being able to be with our children while they're young. And you know what? When they get older, they want to come back. And it's really is very fun to see. Well, we're talking about Kathleen here, but it really is fun when we watch them parenting their children. And I think even at this stage of their life, I think they have an even greater appreciation for the approach that we took as parents in their lives.
Yes. And it's enjoyable to watch Christina and her family too,
right.
Because her boys are now 14 and 11. And to watch them, it's been very fun to see them actually wait a good long period of time for something, whether it's something that they're saving money for, or even to say something like, you know, can I have another snack? And, you know, Christina might say, well, not right now, maybe later. And there's no argument. They're not fussing about it. Like, why can't I have a snack now? How come I can't have it now? Blah, 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 blah. No, they're learning. They've learned. They have to wait. And this serves them well. And this could be, taking it here to our last point, they'll recognize that there's always somebody over them in life, like a parent, a teacher, a boss, the law. There's always someone above them. And so learning those lessons and learning obedience is what discipline is all about.
Yeah, I think it's important to also stress the importance of recognizing that God's intention is that with the commitment and security of the marriage bond, In that context, you know, children would have the greatest opportunity to become a godly legacy themselves someday. And so we're at the other end of the spectrum now, and we're seeing that truth become a reality. And that's why we can really, you know, confidently say that a godly heritage is a byproduct of a godly marriage. And so this is My Marriage Matters, right? So, I mean, we're recognizing that my marriage matters in the lives of our children in terms of how they are raised and the boundaries and the disciplines that we extend to them purely out of love for them. And so when they recognize the motivation that we're coming with them with these suggestions and ideas, they recognize that it's with their best intentions is why we're saying these things.
And I just want to quote Gary Chapman. I heard him say this on Saturday, and I quickly grabbed my pen and a scrap of paper. He said, "If they don't learn to obey, they may never learn to honor." Mm-hmm. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's so good. Our friends Joe and Cindy Farini have been our guests with My Marriage Matters. And you can definitely catch more information from them on a regular basis on social media and on their website. And you'll eventually be able to hear this particular segment over again if you want to catch it. So how can folks connect to you?
We would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters. It's on Facebook. And that's where we'll hear this audio. And I will list, because we kind of went here, there, and everywhere, but I will list the 5 reasons why boundaries and disciplines are good for our children. I'll do that a little later today or tomorrow.
Thanks again, you two. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Have a good day.